Torah begins this parasha Tem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Mifnei Hashem Elokeichem Rasheichem Shifteichem Zikneichem Shotreichem Kol Ish Yisrael. And it speaks about a bris, Lavrucha b'bris Hashem Elokeichu Ba'alosom. And the Arachayim HaKadosh explains what is the bris all about. I mean, there was a bris, says Arachayim HaKadosh, before in Kisavo. What is this bris? V'niret, in the first column of the Arachayim HaKadosh, page 1. Ki kavonas Moshe b'bris zeh hu lachnisam ba'arvus zeh lezeh. Kidei sheishtadol kol echad ba'ad chaveiro. That the bris over here is that everyone should be responsible for his fellow Jew. So that's what it mentions, all the different categories of people. And that, in essence, is the Gemara in Sanhedrin later in the Parsha, where the Gemara says, Hanistaros, the Pasuk on page 4, Hanistaros Lashem Elokeinu, Vahaniglos Lanu Luvaneinu Ad Olam. So Rashi writes in Chumash, Im Tomer Bab Yedem Lasos, Atal Monish Es Harabim Al Hurei Ayochid. Hello, ein adam yodeh b'matmunonos of shol chaveru. Ein anei manish eschem al anistor shehin l'ashem alokeinu. Hu yifra miyosu yochid. Aval aniglos lanu l'vaneinu. In other words, the two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion says that nistaros means what somebody does and I don't know about, I'm not responsible. That if another Jew is doing something and I know about it, so I have to try to see to help out if it's not a proper thing. And there's another opinion that says that we're even chayiv on the nistaros of our friends. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says those dots are telling us that that pasuk of that we're responsible for the niglos, for the things that are public, that we're responsible for, didn't happen right away. It was only when we went into Eretz Yisrael. But that's what the Arachayim HaKadosh is saying, that Atzem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem is the responsibility of the of each Jew for his fellow Jew, of the communal responsibility of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zev L'Zev. Oh, however, Rabosai, the Chidah on page 6 has several remozim in this pasuk, Atem Nitzavim. Atem, says the Chidah, Osios Emes. Atem is Osios Emes. Not in that order, but Nitzavim Loshen Netiya. Kolom Atem Netuim Netiya Shal Emes. Anochin Netatiches Sorei Kulo Zara Emes Zara Shal Yaakov. Tchsiv Emes Li Yaakov. So Emes is the midah of Yaakov Avinu. And it's interesting, I saw someone point out, I forget where I saw it, but someone points out that what's the Lashon by Avram, by Yaakov? Hinei Hashem Nitzav Olof. So this Nitzavim, I saw someone point out, and the Nitzav and the M and the remez to Emes, some remez to Yaakov Avinu here in the. So what's the Yaakov Avinu have to do with Atem Nitzavim Hayom? What's the connection with Yaakov Avinu? So again, we want to understand the Rechaim HaKadosh says this is the Pasuk of Arvus, and the Pasuk later is the Pasuk of Arvus, and it's also a remez to Yaakov Avinu. So what's going on? So the famous Zohar in Parshas Pinchas on page 7 says Amar of Yehuda Leim la milim al Yisra Rosh Hashanah. Tell us something about Rosh Hashanah. Pasuk of Shimon v'Omar v'hi hayom b'chol also d'chsi v'yihi yu tzar. We know whenever the Gemara Megillah says, whenever it says v'yihi, is lashon tzar. V'hi b'meit tzar v'adai. But v'yihi hayom yom adiz b'yit tzar v'da'i hu is Rosh Hashanah. Yom Diz Beidin Akashi Al Alba. The Vayihi Hayom is the day of judgment. Vi Hayom Ayavar Alish Al Shunem is Rosh Hashanah. Vi Hayom Dar Rosh Hashanah. So that's why in the several of the Hasidish Svarim, based on the Zohar, that when it says Hayom, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Based on the Zohar, so the Beis Aharon, Rav Aharon Karlin, on page 11, writes, Atem Nitzavim Hayom is also a remez to Rosh Hashanah. Second arrow. Zeyadua Shebechol Mokum Shenema Hayom Hu Rosh Hashanah. Kei Korim Zeh HaParsha Kodim Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayom. And it means that Rosh Hashanah, everyone is standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam in judgment. So, Nitzavim is standing with the Shleimus. So, Rav Aharon Karlin says a beautiful idea here. Moshal she'atzorach melech etcha likach eze dover mimokom gavoh ma'od. A king had a reach to get something that was high up. V'lo hayo lo kol kach Sulamos Harbin. And he didn't have too many ladders. So what did he do? Ma asa hemid kama anoshim echar al chaveru at sheigia ha'elyon l'makom ha'gavoa sheyadover munach sham. So what he did, he piggybacked people one on top of the other till they were able to reach. In other words, everyone in this endeavor, everyone's equally important. Because to reach a certain height, you need everyone. So even though the guy who is on the bottom, he's also contributing. If the guy in the bottom is going to leave, everyone will fall down. So too with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki be'emes ein be'efshari lahasik chiyus habayi Baruch Hu bilti me'eshishim ribo Yisrael heim klolus Yisrael. So too the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only if everyone's there. Ki ne'i hagam she'ish b'zeh anoshim k'tanei ha'erech ha'kol zeh koponim b'l'odom lo yisigu ha'gdolim chiyus habayi Baruch Hu. So the point is that even though there's some people on a higher level and some people on a lower level, But we always have to view it as if the king is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the king wants us to reach something, and we need all of Klal Yisrael to piggyback one on the other to reach it. And even the guy, the low guy on the totem pole, who's not, maybe not so chashev, but if he would go away, the whole thing would fall down. So the point being is that on Rosh Hashanah, Atem Yitzavim Hayom, it's not only a judgment of us as singulars, but the whole community. And we have to realize the importance of every individual. And that's Atem Yitzavim Hayom, Kulcha. You have to have everyone there. You have to have everyone there, and that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the idea of Atem Nitzavim Hayom, that we're part of Klal Yisrael, and our judgment is going to be a better one if we are part of the Klal. We're not loners. We always are involved in a community. We're involved with our friends. We're involved with people. Because ultimately, Kvodo Shel Melech is, as is pointed out by the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, Vahi Bishur Melech Misasef Rosh Hayom Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. Everyone comes together. And Rosh Hashanah explains Rosh Shmuel Talmudfeld is the idea of Malchus, and Malchus is when it's Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. Because if it's not Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, then perhaps the king wants us to reach a certain height, but without that, the guy on the bottom will miss out. So even though the guy in the bottom maybe is not the highest madrega, but you need everyone. And that's Atem Nitzavim Hayom. So I want to say, Rabosei, that's why there's a remez to Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu was the only of the avos that all 12 of his sons, Bitoso Shleima, were part of the fold. Avraham, one son, leaves the fold. He's not part of the piggyback. Right? You have Yishmael, Yitzchak, Esav, but Yaakov mitoso shleima, and the part of Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem is Kulchem. It has to be Kulchem, and that's what the Tshuas Chain writes on page 10. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Kol Yish Yisrael Ayah Biyutu Loshon Kol Yish Yisrael Chashavagar Kulchem. Nira had chosub alayir al klal gadol b'torah hi achtus. Shal de achtus shal yochum kol echem l'kayim kol ha-mitzvus. Ki yesh, though as he says the famous word, that you can, no one can fulfill all the mitzvahs, because certain mitzvahs only kohanim, and certain mitzvahs only levim. So you can only fulfill everything if you're part of what? If you're part of one klal. So it stresses kolchem. And Yaakov Avinu is the only one who represents Kulchem. And I've heard from Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg say once in the Mincha Shmona Esrei and Shabbos, it says, Avraham Yagel Yitzchak Yiranein Yaakov Uvonov Yanukuvo. So what's the idea? Why Yaakov Uvonov and Yanukuvo? Because the only Menuchas HaNefesh was from Yaakov, because he had Mitosa Shleima. The other ones, Avram Yagel, Yitzchak Yiranein, they can be happy, but they don't have the true Menuchas HaNefesh of Yaakov Uvonov. So it's interesting. It doesn't say Avraham Uvonov, Yitzchak Uvonov, because, so I thought to tie that in with this Chidah, that it's a remez of Emes, and it's a remez of Nitzav, and Nitzavim, is Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu was the only one who represents Kulchem. And without Kulchem, says what? Says the Beis Aron, that we can't reach. Then there's a beautiful Medrash Rabbah. Take a look in the Pasuk in Vayetze, on page 13. Vayisa Yaakov, Raglo Vayel Hartzim Vekedem, Vayar Hinei Ber Basada, Hinei Shlosha Edwit Son Robtim Alea. Right, the famous thing, the there was a bear basada, there were the three edrei tzon, and they had to take the Evan from on top of the bear. So the Medrash Chazal have a lot of mesholim of what the three edrei tzon are representing, what was the bear representing. So the Medrash Rabba on page 15 says, "V'yochan posel lo b'sinai v'yayar v'nei be'er zer sinai." The be'er is Har Sinai. V'shlosha edrei tzon v'kohanu v'vim in Yisraelim. Ki menei hi misham yoshomu aseres adibros. Okay, that's one opinion. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says no. Rav Dola Zushchina. And then the Medrash continues. V'nesfu shama kol ha'adarim. In other words, again, the Be'er is Har Sinai, where we're going to get the Torah from, the source of life, water. But in order for us to get the Torah, it had to be what? V'nesfu shama kol ha'adarim. All the shepherds had to be there. And now, look, unbelievable. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar akko omar mishum Rav Shmuel. Ilu ha Yisrael chaseirim od echad lo hayu mekablim asa Torah. Whereas if somebody would have shown up that day at Maimon Har Sinai, we wouldn't have gotten the Torah. Now, it doesn't mean only the Rebbe Kiv Eiger, if he wouldn't have been there. You can understand Rebbe Kiv Eiger. You know, the Sfas Emes, the Rambam. But even the Poshet Yid. If he wouldn't have been there, because it had to be what? V'nes v'shama kol ha'adarim. That everyone had to be there. And Rosh Hashanah, the din of Rosh Hashanah is the chashivas of every single individual. Is atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. And what's what the Medrash Rabba says? Yidu ha'yisroch ha'seirim od echad lo hayom mekabel mesat Torah. And then there's another vort from the Kedushas Levi. It says in Bamidbar, that in the beginning of Bamidbar, Hashem counted the Jewish people. Suas Rosh Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. And then it says, Kasher Tziva, on page 17, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe by the G'day B'Bar Sina. So it's a little strange. It says he counted it. It should say, Vayif G'day B'Bar Sina, Kasher Tziva Hashem. Whereas the people will count it, and then there's a conclusion. It shouldn't say, as Hashem commanded, they counted. The proper way to say it is, the Jews were counted as Hashem commanded. Not say, Hashem commanded that they counted. Right? The proper way that they counted, now they said, and this counting was done, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. Usually Kasher Tziva is not at the beginning. Kasher Tziva is the, you do it, Kasher Tziva Hashem. So the Kedushas Levi says, what's the pshat? Yesh l'daktek. Havalei l'meimah v'ayifadei m'dvar sinah kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. V'nirat d'inei Hashem yisborach nosan ha-Torah l'Yisrael. Hashem gave the Torah. V'nishmas Yisrael heim guf ha-Torah. Yisrael heim shishim riba osios l'Torah. There was the famous, before we continue, there's a famous Megala Amukos. One of the great Mukubalim, the Megala Amukos on page 19, says the famous remez. Who sowed Mishamro Evan Yisrael, Ratzalomakol Elcham Yisrael Yesh Os Achas Batorah. Every Jew has an Os in the Torah. Because every Jew is represented in the Torah. And that's Yisrael Yesh Shishim Ribo Osios Vatorah. There's a question of how it works out with our Torahs today, but that's in principle. Yisrael represents, that Shishim Ribo represents the whole totality. Whether you take it literally or not, but it's a number that represents the entire totality. And Yisrael is Klal Yisrael, and Yisrael is represents Yeshishim Ribo Osios LaTorah. So every Jew in Klal Yisrael is a chelik in the Torah. So says the Kedushas Levi, back on page 18, Yiner and Yashem Yisbach and Osan HaTol Yisrael, Yinishma Yisrael and Gufa Torah, Yisrael him Shishim Ribo Osios LaTorah, Nimtza Yisrael him a Torah, Yifalecha Yisrael Oz Me a Torah, Nimtza Mashah Pokad Moshe Es Yisrael Lomad Es HaTorah. There remeth Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, remeth Asher Tziva HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Hu Ba'atzma Moshe Sofer Es Yisrael. In other words, Kasher Tziva Hashem means to give a shear. The counting, that's Torah, because every Jew is a chelik of Torah. So when I count the Jews, this person, that person, that's a limud haTorah as well. So why wasn't Levi counted? Ki Yisrael him neged Torah shebaksav, matei Levi, they were the teachers, they're Torah shebal peh. But the counting, that itself, is a heftza of Torah. Because every Jew is part of the Torah. So counting Jews, we don't count this vayin horror, but the concept of every Jew being chashiv, that's a chashivus of Torah, and that's kulchem. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Atem nitzavim hayom, hayom kulchem. And it's interesting that in the Sefer, the Mayan Hanitzchi points out two very interesting vorts. One from the Poly of Rapshitz on the Pasuk in Vayeshev, page 21. By Yosef was looking for his brothers and he got lost. So somebody asked him, well, what are you looking for? Vayomer Sachai Anochi Mabakesh. Hagidololi Eifo Heim Roim. So the Poly of Rapshitz says, Sachai Anochi Mabakesh. So as we know, Chassidim, before they do a mitzvah, you say the Shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu, Al Yidehu Tamir V'Nelam B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Every mitzvah you're doing is B'Shem Kol Yisrael, because no Jew could say on his own that he's so great, that his tefillahs are deserved to be listened to, or his learning is deserved to be listen to, or his mitzvahs are so chashiv. But if you're part of Klal Yisrael and you're doing it not as a yochid, but everything you do is Shem Kol Yisrael, then you're going to have Hashem will listen. Gam she'enu tzadi kolkach. Es achai, so he says on Derech HaRemez, he says, Es achai, kshani medabek es atzmi miachenu bnei Yisrael, as al yidei ze anochi mevakesh. Meaning, I have a right to daven. Es achai, if I'm davening together with my friends, my brothers, I'm not a loner. I'm not a loner. I'm davening together in Klal Yisrael. Then anochi mevakesh. Then I have a right to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this, this, and this. But if I'm a loner, who am I? But if I view myself as part of Klal Yisrael and I want to help Klal Yisrael and be part of it, then I have a right to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Mevakesh. And there's a beautiful vort. He quotes the Mayan Anitsky from the Kotzker. Kotzker has a beautiful vort in Parshas Balak. Page 23. I forgot to bracket it, okay. But the pasuk is here nonetheless. Kav gimel yud gimel. What does it say? Vayom elav bolok luchai initi amakom az acher shatirenu misham efes katseu sira vikulo lo sira. You'll see a little bit. You won't see the whole thing. We'll see part of Klal Yisrael. Vikom no lo misham. Katseo sira kulo lo sira. So says the Kotzker, the Sefer Emes Vemuna. Beautiful voice. Efes katseo tira kulo lo sira. Ein yishah prat tucha liros lefamim pagam katz v'sholom. Aval b'klal Yisrael lo timtzom shum pagam, pam pagam. Katzei usira. You want to curse the Jewish people? If you look at a little bit, you just look at one person or one group, maybe you can find fault. But kulo, if you look at the whole klal Yisrael together, lo sira, then you're not going to see any faults. Because klal Yisrael as a whole, as a shleimus, is a perfect unit. Meaning, no one is perfect, but whatever chisaron this person has, this other person has a maila. You understand? So all the mailas, if it's kaseu tzira, even though if you see part of, you see one person, you see a little bit, you'll see chesronus without the mailas. But if you look at kulo, then if you're part of the whole klal, so even though he has a chesaron, but this other fellow has a maila in that same area that the other fellow has a chesaron. So the point being that kulchem, that we all have chesronus. We all have chesronus. And we should all try to improve our chesronus. But we have to realize that the point of Judaism in life is to be part of the klal. It's kulchem. And to realize that the klal requires every single yachid. Sometimes people are so involved with the klal, they neglect the yachidim. The yachidim are what make the klal, and as we saw, the Medrash says, "V'nesuv sam kol adarim." If one person would have been missing, a pashut, a Jew, wouldn't have been there at Maimar Har Sinai that morning, Hashem wouldn't have given the Torah. And that's, by Maimar Har Sinai we say also that v'nafal mimenu rav, that you shouldn't go up to Maimar Har Sinai because, what do you mean nafal mimenu rav? So Rashi writes, one person would have died, that would have been Rav. So we have to understand the importance of every person, that alone no one can do it. We need the klal, but to have the klal, every single person counts. So that should give us a chashivas of people. Even people we don't think are so great, they're also part of klal Yisrael. And we should, love them as well and care about them as well. Because everyone counts. And without kulchem, we can't win on the din. We can't even start to daven. It's only esachai, if I'm together with my brothers, anochi mevakesh. Then I have a right to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, grant this and grant that. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. The day of Rosh Hashanah is a day of kulchem. It's a day, Rav Shmuel Talmanfeld writes, it's a day in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, they used to send Sholach Manos. The Sholach Manos, they ain't nachon lo. Right? Because it's a day of gathering together, of friendship, of realizing that we're being judged in Rosh Hashanah, but we want to be judged b'toch Klal Yisrael. When we make a Misha Beirach and Yontif, v'yizkeh la'alos l'regel im kol Yisrael achav. When we do a mitzvah, l'shem kol Yisrael. Because, and that's the godless. Every Yisrael, even the Pashut Yid, Yisrael, Yeshishim Riba Osus LaTorah. And you should never disparage any Jew, because everyone is Chashiv. And even that Jew on the bottom, if he wouldn't be there, the whole piggyback would tumble down. And we couldn't get to the heights we need to. So every Jew is special, every Jew is important. We should be working ourselves to make sure that we're contributing to the klal to the degree that we can. But nonetheless, we should realize that whatever contribution there is on any Jew, that's considered significant as well. And Bezer Hashem, B'schutz HaKlal, we should all be Zocha, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, to Aksiva V'Chasima Tov.